from KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. The federal shutdown closed government offices, but it won't stop the federal fisheries set to open in January. The Sitka 2019 herring sacrow forecast is up, but it is uncertain how a new lawsuit to protect subsistence harvest of the roe may affect the commercial fishery. The lawsuit doesn't want the fishery halted. Rather, it asks the court to require Fish and Game to develop a new management plan prior to the March season. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report, right after this. The partial federal government shutdown left some Alaska fishermen and others wondering whether federal fisheries set to start in January would open on time. The short answer is yes. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
Albert Duncan with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Law Enforcement Office says his division is still running during the shutdown.
In our Kodiak office, as well as our Southeast office in Juneau, we have received a couple of calls from fishermen wondering if there's been any change as far as those fisheries that were set to open on January 1st.
The federal Pacific cod season is set to open on January 1st. The good news is that fishery and other federal fisheries due to open on January 20th will open on time despite the shutdown. That's also good news for Homer-based commercial fisherman Ian Pitsman. He sent out two of his boats to Dutch Harbor prior to Christmas without knowing whether the Pacific cod season would start on time or not.
In a three-week season, if you were to wait, let's say keep the boat at home to determine whether or not there was an opening January 1st, you'd be a week behind. Best case scenario, you know, you have to get the boat out and ready, and that's a process that takes time.
State regulators were also left with questions. Elisa Russ with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game helps manage state commercial shellfish and groundfish fisheries in South Central Alaska, where the state runs what's called parallel Pacific cod seasons.
These parallel Pacific cod seasons are established in both the Cook Inlet and Prince William Sound areas to coincide with the season dates and gear types set in the federal Central Gulf of Alaska regulatory area. And for us, that is for pot, jig, and longline gear.
These parallel seasons allow fishermen with both federal and state permits to fish for Pacific cod in state waters 3 miles from shore. Once each federal fishery closes, the coinciding state fishery opens 24 hours later. But Russ says Fish and Game initially wasn't sure whether the shutdown was going to affect federal openings and subsequently the state's parallel seasons.
We weren't certain, although there has been another shutdown since I've been in this position that overlapped with a January 1st Pacific cod season. And in that case, the fisheries also did open.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you, in part, by Alaska Boats and Permits. Marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. 1-800-992-4960. Or online at alaskaboat.com.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
Now we turn to Sitka, where we have two stories on the upcoming sacro herring fishery. The first is about the biomass being up, and the second deals with a lawsuit that could have effect on the fishery. First, this story, written by Robert Woolsey of KCAW in Sitka. Despite a poor season last spring, the forecast for the 2019 Sitka sacro herring fishery is up. Biologists with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game expect a spawning biomass of just over 64,000 tons of herring in the Sitka Sound next March. That's about 9,000 tons greater than was forecasted for this year. Assistant Area Management Biologist Aaron Dupree says the department dive surveys turned up far more spawn than first thought. aerial surveys measured about 33 miles of spawn along the shoreline, about half of the average year. But there was an upside.
The spawn that we got, the eggs were quite a bit more dense than what we see in previous years. So while the total mileage was down, and you know, that's kind of the visible thing that everybody can see is the mileage, the density of the eggs was higher, and like the total area offshore, especially on Khrushchev Island, was higher than normal.
The state allows no more than 20% of the biomass to be harvested, making the 2019 GHL, or guideline harvest level, just under 13,000 tons. But the 50-plus permit holders didn't come anywhere close to their GHL last March, landing less than 3,000 tons in a co-op fishery that never kicked into high gear. Dupree says seiners located plenty of fish, but they just weren't big enough. Often a bit of a rodeo, the 2018 herring fishery just petered out.
A lot of that was due to market conditions. The herring that were available to harvest didn't meet the market conditions. So rather than scrape up a bunch of fish that people didn't want to buy, left them in the water.
Last March, herring seiners were looking for schools of herring containing mature fish weighing an average of at least 125 grams. Or in other words, fish that were roughly 6 years old. The 2019 forecast indicates that fish of that weight or larger comprise less than a quarter of the projected biomass. So could 2019 also be another relatively slow year for the Sitka Sacro herring fishery? Dupree says that depends on the processors and on the size of the fish.
If it's like last year and that's outside of the range that they want, then would expect this year to go probably about the same as last year.
That's not all that's happening with the Sitka herring fishery. A tribal government is filing suit against the state of Alaska, alleging mismanagement of the Sitka Sacro herring fishery. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has retained a major Anchorage law firm that specializes in tribal advocacy and subsistence issues. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports on the buildup to this moment over the future of Alaska Sacro herring fishery.
For 20 years, tribal leaders have been worried about the health of Sitka's herring. The silvery fish return every spring to spawn and are pursued by commercial fishermen, subsistence harvesters, and marine mammals alike. As a forage fish, they're a cornerstone of the ecosystem. Herring Rock is blessed with water to mark this seasonal moment.
This is spring. We're getting ready for our season. This is our time for work. Finish cheese.
Jesse Johnny told the story of Herring Rock to the Board of Fish in 1997, one of a young Tlingit woman sitting on the rock and lowering her hair into the ocean for the herring to lay their eggs.
All the herrings would come around the rocks, swimming around, and then she'd start singing lullabies to the herring.
Herring have cultural, ecological, and economic significance for Sitka. But the message to the Board of Fish back then was that the herring weren't spawning the same way in the same places, and subsistence harvesters were struggling to gather enough roe. Herman Kitka, testifying at that 1997 meeting, feared for the worst.
If nothing is done, we will lose the herring stock that are left in Sitka Sound.
In 2018, his son Harvey Kitka went before the Board of Fish to say the same thing. Act now or potentially lose our herring. Sitka Tribe proposed capping the commercial harvest of herring at 10%. But the board took no action, maintaining a formula that calculates a sliding scale of 12 to 20%, depending on the size of the biomass. KCAW's Emily Kwong spoke with Kitka afterward. He said he wasn't surprised by the board's decision, but wondered if his father's forecast was coming true.
It's happening right now, what we were concerned about back then.
That was January of this year. In March, the herring fishery opened and ran into trouble. The thing you need to know about the commercial herring fishery is it's driven by the processors. They need a fish of a certain quality to market their product, largely to Japan and other Asian countries. Area management biologist Eric Kuhnrat said the fish this year, most of which were four-year-olds, were simply too small.
The quality with which processors needed to market these fish was 125 gram and better and 11% roe or better. And if you look at our forecast, 92% of the fish that we forecast back didn't meet that demand.
In other words, they were looking for the biggest and best fish out there, but they didn't find enough. The fleet fell over 8,000 tons short of their quota, and the commercial fishery closed early for the fourth time in 6 years. The fishery is driven by the formula, and Kunrat noted it's up to the Board of Fish to change it.
Unless we had a biological concern, we couldn't close this fishery ourselves. What they'd have to do would be to bring that to the Board of Fish as an emergency petition. That's their option.
Subsistence harvesters didn't have much luck either. Jeff Feldpouch is the Resource Protection Director for Sitka Tribe. His team is bagging hemlock branches covered with eggs for distribution to elders. He points to bare spots on the branches.
People don't want to put trees in their freezer. They can get a tree any time of the year. They don't need to go out and cut one down and put it in their freezer. So it's all about putting eggs in the freezer and not branches. This is really grim. It's looking really grim.
Although the harvest was insufficient for both commercial and subsistence purposes, the state is preparing for next season's fishery under the same model. In December, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced they anticipate a spawning mass of 64,000 tons of herring in Sitka Sound, around 9,000 more pounds than was originally predicted, and set a commercial quota at 20% of that forecast. This infuriates the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. On Tuesday, December 11th, STA filed a lawsuit against the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Alaska Board of Fisheries in Superior Court. They're not calling for an all-out closure of the fishery. They're asking for an injunction against ADF&G, requiring them to develop a new management plan for the fishery prior to the start of the season next March. The tribe also wants the court to find that the actions of the Board of Fish and Alaska Department of Fish and Game are illegal under Alaska law. The tribe has retained the Anchorage law firm of Landy Bennett Bloomstein as legal counsel. The state of Alaska has 30 days to reply to the suit. Reporting in Sitka with help from Emily Kwong, I'm Catherine Rose.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Aaron Bolton at KBBI in Homer and from Emily Kwong and Robert Woolsey at KCAW in Sitka. Here's wishing you your best year fishing ever. And while out fishing, why not increase your luck by wearing a life vest? They may not help you catch fish, but they will help keep you alive if you go overboard. Your friends and family will really appreciate your effort. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.